like I said, I'm in the Division of eHealth Marketing at CDC. And we want to talk about content syndication, increasing the reach of CDC science. And first, I want to talk about some strategy about why we have developed a content syndication strategy. First, by going over kind of the size of the web. So one estimate has the web at being 104 million active web domains. 1 billion people use the internet in 2005. 70 million blogs exist worldwide, with 15 to 30 million of those as are authored by U.S. internet users. 22% of Americans use social networking sites. 160 million U.S. adults have searched for health information in their lifetime. 85% of Americans own a mobile phone, and 17 million Americans have downloaded a podcast at least once. So there's a lot of competing priorities on the web. That's not even bringing in traditional media that already had most people's time captured. 10 years ago, if you were talking about content and trying to get people's attention on the web, the mainstream digital channels were largely websites, largely static web pages. You were maybe doing some email communication broadly, and you were perhaps using CompuServe, AOL, or Prodigy. And oh, how the times have changed. Now digital channels have multiplied to include RSS, podcasts, blogs, wikis, video, social networks that continue to proliferate, widgets, and the mobile web, which now everybody wants to shove everything above mobile web or above this list through the phone. Online health information seekers are also increasing. 53% of online health seekers reported that their most recent health information session had some kind of impact on how they take care of themselves or care for someone else. 75% of health seekers do not consistently check the source or the date of the health information online. And 20% of online consumers encountered consumer-created content that may influence their health decisions. So we've tried to take an approach at CDC of creating presences in a lot of these areas, not trying to replicate our entire content set out to these environments, but creating a presence in these different environments, so social networks, mobile applications, blogs, widgets, wikis, virtual worlds, that takes advantage of the innate attributes of that environment and participates in an environment where people that may not have been coming to CDC before, and it allows them to know that there's health information there for them. People who may not typically come to CDC get exposed through these other avenues. Why use syndication strategies? It helps us provide a consistent message across channels, messages in multiple formats, extends the reach of content while tailoring the channel experience, offers the chance for others to broadcast your information, and increases market reach. Our syndication strategies involve RSS feeds, podcasts, widgets, video, full content syndication, social networks, and other social tools like Flickr and YouTube. An example of a social network that we have an MOU with Daily Strength, and we're providing content there. So this offers an example. It's predominantly manually updated content, but we're reusing the same content from the CDC website and just tailoring new things to meet the particular nuances of this particular medium. Same thing with MySpace. It's a combination of repurposing content from our site, both through manual updates and through some automated syndication. And the read-write web, it's an old concept probably for most of the people here, but the web is becoming more interoperable. Social networking apps continue to grow and become more powerful, allowing individual users to transform their space more to their needs and their wants. Widgets are proliferating across the web. RSS readers are becoming integrated in everything. Your web browser has them. There's online RSS readers. Just about any widget platform or personalized start page these days has an RSS reader built into it that you can put your own RSS feeds into. You can't hardly be a Web 2.0 company anymore without having an API as part of your offerings. and personalized start pages like iGoogle, NetVibes, PageFlakes, all of these things together allowing audiences to tailor information to the experience that they want instead of you having the publisher's experience pushing to them all the time. So one project that we've been piloting is full content syndication. Our pilot experiences with full text syndication is that most exposure, most people's exposure to RSS is when it's treated as a list of headlines or blog articles. We wanted to try to take a step beyond that and offer the full text of our page without navigation and other Chrome that's on our pages on our websites. We also want to offer easier ways for partners to style or present the information. We wanted, by working with the partners, to gauge their level of interest and evaluate some of the design decisions that we would have to make. Overall, we wanted to provide an application programming interface that will enable partners and external content managers to provide full text CDC content on their websites and other electronic products. So what is full content syndication? We make CDC web page content available to partners for reuse on their websites. The content is made available as an XHTML fragment or as a JavaScript output, and partners can display that content easily on their sites through a JavaScript widget that we can provide them. So for example, we can mark up our Salmonella web page. Our API makes that content then available so that partners like the Ohio Department of Health or the University of Minnesota can then display that same content on their web pages. They put in the JavaScript widget, configure it for the URL of the content that they want to display on their page, and then they can walk away from it. Every time we update our page, their page gets updated. Currently, we're doing this by marking up our source content on our pages, designating which piece of the page that we want to make available for syndication. And then this just gives you an idea of the size of the JavaScript markup that the people put into their pages. And then it uses a Java application on the CDC site to parse through the original HTML document. And it looks for our div classes indicating which parts of the page to syndicate, and it's essentially just scraping the page and making that content available. Everything between the tags is made available as an HTML fragment or in JavaScript. The presentation can be handled on their end through CSS, and it can be cached in the Akamai Edge server so that it's always up. So if there was ever a problem with the CDC website, it's still cached out in Akamai. We're collecting some metrics on it by putting our metrics code from Omniture into the widget. We can determine the number of times the page is viewed on the partner website, determine the click-through rates on any links within the syndicated page, and we assign a unique code to each partner so that we can track each one of them individually. DHM works with the partners and with the CDC content owners on pilots. We work with each partner to identify content that they would like to syndicate. We then work with the CDC content managers to coordinate the participation in this pilot. We offer limited technical assistance during the duration of the pilot. We do a review of their implementation plans for the content that they want to push out. We offer standard monthly metrics reports, and we take into consideration feature requests that they have for future enhancements. So what does this look like? We did an MOU with Caring Bridge, and they wanted to offer our A to Z list on all their pages. So Caring Bridge is a social network for people who have life-threatening or other health issues, and they want to keep their family and friends updated, and so they can do that through the social network page. And Caring Bridge wanted to offer essentially our A to Z list that's on our site, some of our most visited pages on the website. They wanted to offer those on their site. So this is one of the main pages when you navigate to the link section for this particular person's space within the social network. And then when you select one of the letters, you can see the B, everything below it, is all content from our web page. And it's just passing through their JavaScript widget coming off of our site. So anytime that we update, if we take off one of these or add a new term to the list, it automatically shows up as people view the pages over and over. When we look at what the impact to the CDC site, to our traffic has been, when we look at the amount of traffic that was coming in from Caring Bridge over the last 12 months, that we can see that prior to the May launch, we got occasional, very small numbers of people coming in from their site. You know, maybe somebody had listed a particular link in their social network and their favorite links, and people coming into our site. As you can see in the May and June time frames, that traffic started to spike due to the A to Z pages rolling out on their sites. So we capture the number of page views that are occurring on their site. And for the last 30 days, we've gotten about 20,000 remote page views, which is about 1% of the overall traffic that the A to Z pages get on the live CDC site. So, but for one site, that's pretty good exposure of content to an audience that we weren't really getting many viewers from on our site. The Ohio State Department of Health was one of the earliest public health partners that we worked with in putting this concept together, and they have syndicated the investigation of outbreak of infections caused by Salmonella, St. Paul. And they did this during the outbreak earlier this year. And so this is all from the same one page that they had marked up. But because we updated that page like 30 times in the last 30 days, each one of those passed through. So their web managers weren't having to run back and check our site and then go back and update their content and make sure they were in sync with us. They put the JavaScript widget into the page. Each time our page updated, that information passed through and was displayed on their site. So where do we go from here? We plan to continue our pilots with partners through the end of the year. We're going to review and evaluate the pilots, capture additional requirements, revise our architectural design, and deploy a hopefully more robust system. Next steps for the API that we're looking at are researching, adding alternate formats such as RSS, ADAM, RDF, RDFA, other possible XML formats. Research on additional delivery schemas such as JSON or alternate JavaScript widgets, and adding a registration system to it. The API currently supports basic page text, tables, images, flash, within page links, within package links, caching, and basic web analytics reporting. Other things that need to be researched are how to get JavaScript behaviors that are within our pages, whether those carry over, how those may work, pop-ups, other DHTML, how to improve the CSS, how to handle redirects if we need to move content, or if we need to take a page down, how to handle sunsetting with somebody who's syndicating that out on their site as well. And then, of course, the scalability, because the API currently isn't very scalable for discovery of what content that we have available, and advanced analytics. And in a culture of mashups and collaboration, which is what the web is becoming now, a topic so heavily related, it's only fitting that this has been a very collaborative project. We've worked with NICFI on the technical implementations. We've worked with content managers and web developers within CDC, such as Emergency Communication Systems and NCZVD and NCIRD, and also our external partners to put this pilot together and to work through some of the issues. Like I said, Ohio and Caring Bridge were among our earliest pilots in this, and we have a number of other people who are currently playing with the idea and signing up to test drive it. So syndication strategies can be an important component in meeting an audience needs, when, where, and how the audience wants contents. It increases the dissemination and potential impact of CDC science, leverages unique characteristics of emerging channels, reaches diverse audiences, facilitates interactive communication and community, and empowers people to make healthier and safer decisions. thinks. We don't have information on the website that you can get to regarding this specifically, since it's still pilots. If you have any questions or want to know more about it, you can email me at svm8@cc.gov. With that, I'll hand it over to Fred, who will be following up on widgets and podcasts.